Take my hand.
There was no way I was touching his hand again. I didn't even like standing this close to him because I was sure he could hear my heart ramming loudly against my chest. It rang in my own ears like the methodic rumble of a freight train barreling toward me. He had to be able to hear it. It roared down the rickety tracks at breakneck speed.
Darby,
Torrin instructed, impatiently fluttering his hand in my direction.
Take it.
I feel like this is one of those been there, done that scenarios.
And that's a problem how? Because in the past, girls really haven't complained about doing me more than once.
Yuck, Torrin! I grimaced, and Torrin laughed outright.
I'm completely kidding, Darby. Just take my damn hand, will you?
Reluctantly, I grabbed onto his fingers, and they immediately tightened around mine, yanking me with him without a second's hesitation. We slid down the ravine. Well, Torrin slid, the tread of his shoes somewhat gripping the dirt underneath, while mine more like skated over the surface. I felt as though I was hydroplaning down the dusty embankment as my weight pushed forward onto Torrin, and he leaned back into me with the pressure necessary to keep us both upright. So much for walking the trails. This was definitely off the beaten path. What felt like our equivalent of skiing down the hillside suddenly came to a halt when Torrin hooked his arm around a nearby tree. I slammed into his back, ramming into him with full force.
Hey now,
he teased.
It's really not necessary to throw yourself at me.
Sorry, Torrin, but you're not my type. I stole his words from yesterday and righted myself, dusting off my palms, flashing one of the widest grins I'd ever smiled. I prefer guys that are much more civilized.
Ouch,
Torrin said, clutching his chest with his one free hand.
Low blow.
And educated? Torrin threw his head back like he'd been severely injured. And good-looking. His eyes grew wide.
Hold up,
he interjected, hand raised.
I might not be as smart and sophisticated as your Lance is, but I haven't heard any of the campers or counselors complaining about my looks.
A devious smirk broke across Torrin's lips.
Just the opposite, in fact.
I'm not into blondes.
Well, good thing I'm not blonde.